Golden Park secures Portugal betting license. Spanish iGaming and sports betting operator Golden Park has received a license to operate in Portugal. Awarded by the Serviço de Regulação e Inspeção de Jogos do Turismo de Portugal, SRIJ, the license allows the operator to offer its online casino and sports betting services in Portugal. Golden Park prides itself on having a comprehensive catalog of games featuring slots, roulette, blackjack, and more from some of the leading software providers such as Microgaming, Inspired, Novomatic, Gaming Realms, Pragmatic Play, and several others. These games, including hits like Classic Blackjack, Wild Link Riches, Live Lightning Roulette, Book of the Irish, Leprechaun's Lucky Charms, and Lara Croft, Tomb of the Sun, will be available to players in the southern European country. Quote, "We are ready to achieve success in the Portuguese market. We are a reference operator in the national market, and it was time to continue growing by exploring new horizons and challenges." José Antonio Giacomelli, Conselheiro Delegado of MGA Group's online division. Golden Park's debut in the Portuguese market complements its drive and strategy to expand in the global market. Apart from having a solid iGaming presence in Spain, the operator also has over 30 physical gaming rooms in the country. Portugal's gambling market Q1 2023. The online gaming market in Portugal has been expanding steadily since its establishment in 2015. Factors like the popularity of mobile gaming, increasing internet penetration, and active gamblers have attracted several online gaming businesses to the country. In June 2023, the SRIJ published a report on the country's gaming industry for the first quarter of the year. The market saw an improvement across all segments in the first 3 months of the year. The 16 operating businesses in the country's online gambling market reported a total gross gaming revenue, GGR, of €196.4 million, US$209.7 million, an increase of 24.8% compared to last year. The number of new registrations was also 4.6% higher than in Q4 2022, with 237,000 new registrations. However, in the same period, 75,000 people closed their accounts.